Ladies and gentlemen, there is a new dawn approaching. There is a new man at the helm of the White House. And that means there is a new man in charge of the world. Yes, and I suppose people are wanting to know when I'm taking over, but it's not quite that easy. Hello, welcome to the show, James Whale and producer Rob here for the next hour with the James Whale Radio podcast, whatever you want to call it, on your radio station, on your tablet, on your phone. Well, you can pick us up everywhere, everywhere. Nice to have you with us. Well, we'll kick off with this. Donald Trump is about, you know, in time. I mean, he's a hair's breadth away from getting the nuclear codes.
Oh, dear.
Fills you with a sort of dread, I think. You know, we were going to be big fans of Donald Trump's just for a laugh because it upset lots of politicians and politically minded and serious news people that are the bane of my life, the ones who take everything so seriously and talk so seriously about it. This is Radio 4. And but I have to say, this is probably a step too far. I mean, you know, this whole story about Donald Trump, the prostitutes, and peeing on the bed.
What? I've missed that one.
Have you not seen the stories?
No.
Oh no, he hired the apparent. This is all hearsay. It's all in the media. It's all, in fact, according to Donald Trump, this is fake news. It's a good name for a radio station, that, actually, when I think about it.
You could do whatever you like on that station, I would imagine.
Yeah. Well, I should call my BBC show Fake News. Anyway, something to think about. Apparently there are photos, and he's denied it. Gosh. So we can't, you know, but the allegations are prostitutes in the presidential suite of a hotel in Moscow. And urinary antics.
Urinary antics.
Yeah. And Trump came out with, they said, and by the way, there is no validity in these stories at all. And people know I'm a germphobe. Which is what he was talking about. He said he's a germphobe or a germaphobe. So he doesn't like anything that could be construed as being dirty. I have to say, and I'm sorry, but having been accused on Twitter the other day as anti-American, not that I'm anti-American, it's just that I find Americans incredibly annoying. Not all, but an awful lot. And we'll come to the Big Brother house later, but whilst we're talking about Trump, let's get it all out. The sort of people who voted for Trump, you know, the redneck, Bible-bashing, useless no-hopers who are homophobic, those sort of people who voted for Trump, will get their just desserts. Because the way he's behaving on Twitter is not very presidential. In fact, he obviously has a very short fuse, and it's easy to annoy him. It's very easy to annoy him. I wish I could get close.
Not too close.
Well, no, not that close. I don't want to wee on him. I cannot understand how this man has got into this situation. America is a completely up country. And they have got a man who, for whatever reason, has appealed to a lot of the, as I said, to a lot of the sort of slightly moronic Americans. And they've voted him in. He sees something he doesn't like, so he goes mental about it. He goes and makes a speech. He goes off message and talks a load of rubbish. In the next week or so, he's going to have the codes to the nuclear bomb. He's going to see somebody slagging him off, or he's going to hear this. He's going to go down there. He said, I'm not having that James Whale talk about me like that. I'm targeting London. I'm targeting the UK. No, Mr. President, you can't do that. You can't just bomb them because some bloke on the radio said something nasty about... I can. You notice how all my American accents sound the same?
Why don't you just tell everyone you've moved to Brussels?
Yeah, well, that's an idea, I suppose. But it is... Listen, I'm laughing about it, but it is a worry. I mean, his tirade against Meryl Streep, he's had a go at all the news agencies and the media. He's told the Secret Service in America that he thinks they're a bunch of useless whatevers. And how is he going to run a country? I mean, he says, we're going to build a wall. And Mexico's going to pay. Well, Mexico said they're not going to pay. And it's around... I don't know, is it $98 billion to build this wall across the country?
I thought he changed his mind about the wall.
Well, last thing I saw, they were going to build the wall, and that's what it was going to cost him, was going to cost the American taxpayer.
Huh?
You know, I suppose the sooner he bankrupts the country and we take control of it, the better for all of us.
Is he capable of launching nuclear missiles?
Well, of course he is. He has the codes. He's the one who makes the decision.
But can he read?
Well, of course he can read. I mean, you're being a little facile, if I might say. This is quite a serious subject. You know, he can read. He's, I think he's up to 12th grade in school.
Oh, well, letters and numbers then. He should be okay.
Yeah, yeah. And he's now doing colouring in books too. So he's not, you know, he's not as stupid as people say.
A lot of people do colouring in books nowadays.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And anyway, I have been, as you know, on a bit on the side.
Pardon?
A bit, I know, you know, Big Brother's bit
oh,
on
right,
the side.
Yeah.
Let me get that right the other night. And apparently I've upset quite a lot of people because I don't. This is, if you're not watching Big Brother, it will mean nothing to you. But there are one, two, three, four, five. Well, there's a whole load of Americans in there, basically. And they're the most annoying people I've heard. They go, high pitched squeaky voices like that, a lot of them. And they shout a lot. And when I was on, I suggested that they send them all home. Just, you know, put them on a plane, send them home. And so somebody said, oh, he's racist against... First of all, you can't be racist against Americans. America is not a race, really, is it? But the American race are the indigenous Native Americans that were, of course, treated appallingly by all those people who their forefathers were there. But anyway, that's another story. But it just, you know, why have we got all these Americans coming? They're just so whiny.
Hang on a sec. I think we have an interference then. I just heard a load of funny noises.
Well,
then.
Well, I just... Oh, that was me being an American.
Oh, okay. Right, got it now.
You see?
Yep.
That was me doing a whiny American voice, not interference.
Okay, I thought we had some weird...
No, that was me doing that.
Okay.
So anyway, having sort of vented my spleen about... I am concerned about Trump, although Nigel Farage tells me he's a decent bloke, he's very good, he's going to be great for America... Well, Nigel's told me that Brexit's going to be great for Britain, and I'm beginning to think that ain't going to be right, is it, really? I mean, we have got ourselves into a bit of a pickle, haven't we?
A little bit of a pickle.
A little bit of a pickle. I talked to some farmers the other day who were getting very gung-ho about this, and it's going to be brilliant, and I said, well, you're not getting any subsidies. They said, well, of course we are. What are you talking about? No, I said, no, there aren't going to be any subsidies. Why should we pay subsidies? Why should the British taxpayer pay subsidies to the farmers who have all this land lying around and not doing anything with it? You, your land, you make your money. There'll be no subsidies like the ones you got off the European Union coming your way. And this bloke's face was a picture. Obviously, I don't know one way or the other, but he doesn't know that, does he?
No, of course. Well, nobody knows.
No. Well, nobody knows, but the chances are there won't be, because they're going to have to pay so much money to unravel us from the European Union. There are going to be so many difficult trade deals to do or not to do, as the case may be. The whole thing's going to become difficult. Very difficult. I'm you know, slightly concerned about the future. We'll have to see. Who knows? We'll have to, maybe it'll all be lovely. Maybe everybody will say, we want Britain to come and trade with us, and we don't want to cart charge you anything, and we want it to be better than it used to be. And, of course, this whole thing, we can control the people who come here. because there are lots and lots, thousands and thousands of children under the age of 25, if a child's under 25, who aren't working and not able to work because we're bringing in cheap labour from abroad. We'll be able to sort all that out. What about all those thousands of youngsters who wake up, put on Jeremy Kyle and think that's entertainment? Are they really going to be looking for a job? What are they going to do?
Could they work on the Jeremy Kyle show?
No, I don't think so, because I cannot understand why the Jeremy Kyle show has lasted so long. But anyway, probably because I keep talking about it. But a lot of those kids who, oh, no, we're not working for that amount of money. No, we're not. Oh, we haven't got the immigrants coming in. Then they'll have to put their prices up and British people will have to work. Well, that's great, because you know what will happen then, don't you?
Please tell.
Well, what will happen then is that you and I and everybody else will have to pay more for everything. Now, I don't think that's a bad idea, because I think food is too cheap. And you'll start telling me, oh, yeah, but we've got food banks and people can't afford it. Well, that's a different situation, and that has to be sorted out. And that's because of the government's messing around with benefits and the way benefits are. And you know my age-old argument, how can big businesses paying executives multi-million pound wages actually pay the staff who actually make the money for them so little that those staff working for them have to claim benefits, so that you and I are actually subsidising the wages of the people who work for the guys getting the multi-million pound wage packets? That cannot be right, can it?
It doesn't sound right, no.
Well, it's not right. It's completely not right. But anyway, when I've sorted all that out, maybe the country will have a chance of getting back to normal. But this is what's going to happen, you see. We won't have anybody doing the work, so then people who haven't done jobs, haven't been prepared to go. And this is another thing, you know, you get somebody who's still sort of under the age of 25, who's not skilled at anything, that's their fault, nobody else's. Why is that my fault? I went to a secondary modern school. I failed the 11 plus. I left school before taking any qualifications.
You've done well for yourself.
I've done all right.
You've been on Big
But you know, just I'm not going to go in and I don't know. Well, I can't. You know, get off your fat backside and get out and get a job. There aren't any jobs. We have less unemployment now than we've ever had before. Yeah, but I don't get paid enough. And it's because, I'll tell you why I don't get paid enough, it's because those people from abroad come into this country and they undercut us. You're doing what job? What about, there's a farm down the road here. They're always looking for people to work picking vegetables in the season and various other jobs down there. Oh, I'm not working for that. You know, well, I tell you what then, if we put the money up, will you do the job? Well, I'll think about it. Yeah, okay, well, think about it. We'll put the money up. And then, of course, all your vegetables are going to cost a lot more. All your meat's going to cost a lot more. All the milk's going to cost a lot more. Every single thing is going to cost more, which, in a way, is not a bad thing, because we're going to have to get companies to put the wages up for the people who are making the things anyway, so that you and I are not subsidising them with our tax money, and then maybe we don't pay as much tax. Could win, couldn't it?
Couldn't they make it a bit more attractive by the government giving them some sort of earnings top-up to sort of get them off their arse and get them into work?
Why should I pay somebody working for a company where the managing director's on $2 million a year and he's expecting his staff paid so little money that we give them a top-up? Why doesn't he give them a top-up from his sodding multi-million pound wage packet?
You need a stick and a carrot, don't you?
Yeah, well, the carrot is you ain't getting any benefit if you don't get off your fat backside and go and get a job. If you are physically fit under a certain age, there is no reason why you couldn't get a job.
Yeah, but then they always go, well, I don't get paid enough. It's not enough money. I'd rather stay on the dole because, you know, I get the same amount of money for doing nothing.
Well, very easily we take away the dole, which happens in lots of other countries, so people actually have to go and do jobs. In France, you see people walking along the roads, cleaning the roads, picking up the litter all the time. There is no litter.
That is true, actually. Yeah, there's a lot of litter.
So I'm sure there are lots of jobs people could do for their dole. And if they had to get off their backside and go to work, because some people are so flipping lazy, that they would rather stay in all day. Go to the pub in the evening and stay in all day, and we pay for it, and I'm fed up with it.
Can I stay in all day and not get paid for it?
You, if you're not getting paid by me, can do what the flipping heck you like.
Oh, good. Because I like staying in.
Yeah, I know you do. I know you do. But if I live where you lived, I'd like staying in too.
Yeah.
Anyway, why don't we have some music?
Yeah, yeah.
After having had a really good whinge, a little bit of music. And for those of you who would like to have your music played here on the James Whale Radio Show, all you've got to do is get in touch by emailing us in the first place to tell us your interest and tell us what you do to James Whale Radio at gmail.com. James Whale Radio at gmail.com. That is our email. And if you didn't get it down, go to the website and it's all there, the ways you can contact us, what we're selling, what we're not selling, old programs, new programs. Go and have a look at jamesworldradio.co.uk.
That's right, yeah.
Jamesworldradio.co.uk.
Yeah, you were right the first time.
Jamesworldradio.co.uk. I was right, wasn't I?
And the second time, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Right, this is Still Waiting from Sounds of the Suburb. Sound or Sounds?
Well, there's no S on the end of sound, so I'm guessing sound.
Okay, Sound of the Suburb. Still waiting.
Well, I haven't pressed play yet.
Well, do it now.
Nothing to fear, cause we're going out no matter what. The night is young and maybe we ain't. I've been dancing so much, I'm about to leave. Oh, 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 the night is young. The night is young and maybe we're not. Should stay out all night, gonna give it a shot. Oh, 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 the night is young.
Welcome back.
I didn't go anywhere.
Oh, no. Nor did I. The James Whale Radio Show right here. If you hate this one, half of it is over, 100 others, go and have a listen to them. So anyway, I was doing a bit on the side the other day with my very good friend Rylan, who's a very nice bloke. You know, it's difficult to meet a man who's actually really as he seems. And a great, I mean, from nowhere, went on to X Factor, didn't he, as a singer.
Mm-hmm.
And he was all right, and he was a bit of a laugh and a bit funny and a bit unusual. But he has become a great broadcaster. You can't deny he is a really good communicator.
I've heard that about him.
And we only have to watch him to know. Or maybe you disagree. I don't know. But I just think he's brilliant. I'm a big fan. So I went on. I went on what they call CBots or Celebrity Big Brother bit on the side.
CBB bots, isn't it?
CBots. Well, that would be silly. CBB bots. CBots.
Oh, CBB bots would be the children's BBC bots,
yeah.
Wouldn't it?
Well, yeah. It's not really a child's programme, is it?
Not quite, no.
No. So, after I've been on there, and of course, implored everybody to vote to save my good friend James Cosmo, Lord Commander.
I liked his teddy.
Did you like his teddy?
Oh, I loved his teddy.
You know, he's played some of the most vicious characters in movies. I'm waiting for him just to adopt the persona of one of them, which I think would be quite funny.
They might not let him do that, though.
Well, they don't, you know, they give him, well, who knows? Who knows? We'll have to wait and see. But I did, you know, when asked who I really couldn't stand, there is only one lot I can't stand. I cannot stand those Irish twits. I mean, what's their name? Jedwood?
John and Edward.
The Wooden Tops. Yeah, the Wooden Tops.
What's wrong with Jedwood?
Oh, for goodness sake, don't start me. Yap, 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 yap. Like a couple of two-year-old children the whole time. They don't shut up. And they don't shut up. They don't say anything of any interest. They go, nye, 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 all the flipping time. They are the most annoying couple on television. I would lock them, Justin bloody Bieber, that Austin bloke, that Stacey woman, I'd lock them all up somewhere and send it off into space.
I think you'll find Jedward probably one of the best housemates in there. You know, they're more saner than the most of them.
Are you mad?
They're very...
Have you lost your marbles?
Have you been watching Big Brother?
Of course, I've been in it. I've been there. They are completely annoying.
I thought they were quite placid. I mean, I admit, the last Big Brother they were on, they were quite bouncy and off the wall and had too many sweeties. But
they were just annoying. They were the most annoying with... Out a doubt. I mean, they just look ridiculous. They sound ridiculous. It's like putting a couple of children from some children's TV program into an adult show.
That's what they've
done.
Why
would you do that?
Entertainment.
But it's not.
I'm going to keep voting for them.
Don't. Don't, or you won't be on this show, that's for sure.
Jedward or James Cosmo? I'll have a bit of a dilemma if it's just them two at the end, though.
Well, yes, you will. Well, no, you won't, actually.
I think you'll find they do very, very well.
You're sure?
People like Jedward.
Why? Why do people like them? Just tell me that.
Because they're not putting on a character. That's actually who they are.
Oh, shut up! you believe that too. Oh yeah, Jeb, they're real. The Wooden Tops, they're real people. They're real people, and they really love their mums as well. And they're just lovely. And they're like that normally. They're just normal blokes. They've got normal blokes with hair that stands up on the top of their head, wear sparkly clothes, talk the same, look the same, and just aggravate the shit out of me.
Listen, people like leprechauns.
I think that might be offensive, by the way.
You think?
I think that might be offensive, yeah. Yeah. No, I just, you know, I get rid of them. If I was in there this time, they just, you know, don't talk to me. Oh, for goodness sake, people keep sending me texts. Oh, gosh.
You would prefer Bear over Jedward, then?
Oh, God, Bear was such a relief. Yeah, because at least he was, you know, there was a bit of tension there. There was a bit of you didn't know how he was going to go next or what he was going to do, and you could react to it. I can't react to stupid childishness.
Doing special effects
Ness. Now.
This.
Yeah. No, I'll give me Bear. And I would rather sit in the Big Brother house, chat with Bear, than I would want to sort of spend any time with them at all. I have had the misfortune of meeting them.
Jedward?
Yeah.
What about Heavy D? Heavy D or Jedward?
No, he can go and you spin him off to the middle of nowhere as well, as far as I'm concerned.
I'm just trying
completely
to find your level.
Dysfunctional human being.
Oh, dear. You don't tolerate people much, do you?
Yeah, I tolerate you.
Well, there you are.
You know, I mean, for goodness sake, I tolerate lots of people, but I don't. I mean, you've got to say as it is, haven't you? If I'm wrong, get in touch, you know, jamesworldradio@gmail.com. Tell me why you love Jedward, what there is to love about them. Obviously, no musical taste there. I mean, are they presumably a musical act, aren't they?
They are musical. They're quite talented, to be fair.
Oh, shut up. They're not talented. You say that with a sort of sensible sound in your voice. They're not talented. They just look ridiculous.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously.
What talent have they got?
They can sing.
Oh, so can Mary Poppins.
Oh, yeah, she can sing. They're bringing that back, you know, Mary Poppins.
Yeah, I don't know why I said that. I wish I hadn't known. Anyway, so, Jedward, just get them out. Get that Stacey woman out. Get all the Americans out, actually. And then we'll see where we go from there. I mean, I could carry on. I could go on about the failed footballer who's in there, breaks down in tears the whole time. we could remove him. That'd be a good idea. That'd be a good start.
Never heard of him. I don't follow football.
No. Well, I don't think anybody else has heard of him either. I certainly haven't. I like James Jordan. I think he's fun. Very good wind-up merchant. I like him. Obviously, Cosmo. I did like Brandon. Shame he walked. Who else is there?
A lot of girls in there.
Yeah, it's not that, you know, there's Colleen Nolan, Angie Best, what's her name? Bianca. What's she having to do? Oh, yeah, she had a famous dad. Stepdad, not even her father. Anyway, if I ever go back in again, I will be the worst nightmare.
I thought you were going back in.
Well, you never know. So anyway, listen, shall we do tech talk? Or do you want to talk about a movie? What would you like to do, Mr. Jedward fan?
Well, that's polite of you to actually ask me what I would like to do. I don't know. I could do tech talk.
Could you?
Yeah, I could do tech talk.
Would that be your heart's desire?
Well, it's just something to talk about, isn't it? To pass the time, I suppose.
Oh, right. Okay, well, for all your myriad of fans out there who don't like the way I kind of talk to you occasionally, then here's your time to shine.
I've got three now.
Yeah, well, you might have four after this. Why don't you do this as if you were Jedward?
I can't. It'd be insulting to do an Irish accent. To be sure.
Be Jesus, of course it wouldn't.
That wasn't me.
It was? That was quite good. I was surprised. Do it again. No, I can't. No. No, that wasn't so good. That's not quite good.
No.
You're taking the micker. No, that wasn't quite right either.
Would you
have
like
another
me to
go?
Would you like me to do a proper Irish accent?
Yeah, go on. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, hang on. Getting close.
Here's to spending the rest of me life between the legs of me wife.
Blimey, that was. Do you know, I don't know whether you've thought about this, but you could probably even do a bit of female impersonation. That was very... I'm sorry. I bow to your incredible talent.
When I put my mind to something, I'm quite good.
Yes, no, absolutely. Absolutely. That was brilliant. Reminded me of somebody. I'm not too sure who, but it was absolutely brilliant. Actually, before you do tech talk, going back to Celebrity Big Brother. The guy on there, I think his name is Luke Kempner, who is the impressionist. He has to be the best impressionist I have ever seen. I mean, he's absolutely amazing. Why he hasn't been given his own show yet, I don't know. He's just brilliant. And he does all the housemates. And it's men, women, the lot, amazing. Absolutely amazing.
I think it would only work if it was like a sketch show.
Well, yeah, it would have to be a sketch show, but he's just very talented. He can only have a week or so to get their voices.
That is true, actually, yeah.
So it was the first time he was on when I was on, because obviously he spent a week listening to them and getting their voices. Very good indeed. Right, on the James Whale Radio Show now, the feature we call Tech Talk with Rob.
Cookies are going.
Going where?
Out the jar.
Why?
I don't know. Well, you know when you go to a website and you get cookies?
Yeah.
I mean, I like websites that give you cookies because nobody, you know,
doesn't. I never understood what cookies are, actually.
They're like a free gift you get from a website when you go there.
Oh, yeah.
A little pop-up comes up at the top, says this website gives free cookies.
Yeah.
And you have to click OK and then you carry on reading the rest of the website. I've never actually got the free cookies, though.
Well, I've got a question for you. I've just bought a DAB radio. Did I tell you I've got a new radio show on Talk Radio, Monday to Thursday, 7 in the evening till 10?
Let me make a note of that.
Monday, 7 till 10, Monday to Thursday.
Thursday on Talk Radio, you say?
Yeah, Talk Radio, Monday to Thursday from 10. You can listen to the program, you can listen to them via our website, or you could listen to the best bits. You go to iTunes, put in James Whale, search my name, you can find all the programs, all the interviews and stuff there as well. Now, what were we talking about then?
Your DAB radio.
Oh, yeah, I went to buy a DAB radio. But you need to get all sorts to go with it, don't you? You need a special aerial.
Is this for your car?
Yeah.
Right. So you got a car?
I've got a car, yeah.
Well, that's
but it doesn't have a DAB radio in it, so I'm upgrading the radio to a DAB radio.
So they have to dismantle the entire fascia of your dashboard then?
Do they? Oh, golly.
Yeah. So you got an aerial?
Yeah. Well, it's only a little flat thing.
What, the aerial?
Yeah, I wanted a long one. I could stick out the back of the car and put things on it.
Is it a rubber duck?
Well, it's just a bit of plastic as far as I can see.
Oh, so it's not a rubber duck then? Okay. So you got an aerial.
Yeah, yeah.
And did you get the wiring harness for your car?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Have you got one of them ones with the camera on it so you can put it on your bumper and have a look out the back?
No, I don't want that. I don't like those.
Okay.
Because you get a blob of dirt on it.
Yeah.
And you think, what is that?
I'm running over an ant.
And then you have to go out and clean the camera, and by that time somebody's nicked your parking space. No, I don't like those. I like the beeper so I can hear.
Okay. I got seagulls in my ear.
You've got what?
Seagulls in my ear.
Oh, nice. I like that. I like seagulls. Flock of Seagulls. They had some good hits.
Not Stephen.
And that's Stephen Seagal.
Oh, is it Seagal, is it?
Yeah, not Seagal. Oh, you are a twit. Yeah, so anyway, so do they work okay when you put them in, these radios?
The DAB? Well, yeah, you have to have pretty decent reception.
Okay. Yeah.
Have you got pretty decent reception?
Bloke, I said, because, you know, Talk Radio works on DAB, as do most radios, of course, but there's still some AM and FM signals left. They'll be closing those down before long. And I said, are people buying? He said, we can't get enough.
Really?
Yeah, he said, there are. You can get all sorts of different models now. Some of them are nearly £1,000.
Wow, that's more than your car.
I know, I was going to say that.
Wow.
Why would you spend that much on a radio?
Crikey.
Apparently they do lots of things and they've got flashing lights and stuff like that.
Has he got hands-free on it?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because my car is so old, my last hands-free didn't work. Right, listen, if there's something you want to do on the show...
Oh, I could do...
Feel free.
Films?
Do films? Have you not done your films?
No, I haven't. Well, to be fair, I haven't watched any films, but we got...
Well, how can you do... Films, well, if you haven't watched any films.
I have watched a few films, but nothing of note. I was going to talk about the films that are coming out this year.
Oh, right. Well, I've got a
big list. See if there's anything that takes your fancy. Pirates of the Caribbean, the latest episode of that's coming out.
Nope, didn't like it.
Planet of the Apes.
Not really interested.
Flatliners. Do you remember Flatliners?
Yeah, that might be good.
That's a sequel. It stars the original cast, apparently. Wonder Woman?
No. Well, except that they've been filming quite a lot of that in Essex.
Okay. Murder on the Orient Express. Now, that sounds like a good film.
No, I quite like the idea of that, yeah.
Kong?
As in King Kong again?
Yeah, part two.
Oh, no, I can't stand that.
Okay. Spider-Man? New one?
No, he annoys me.
Guardians of the Galaxy Part 2?
I don't know anything about that.
Alien?
That might be good.
I think that's a proper remake.
Yeah. The first one, I will see it again.
World War Z Part 2? That's a zombie film.
No, I didn't really do. Yeah, the zombie one. No.
Saw? The messed up movie?
The messed up movie.
Yeah, it's quite a messed up movie. That you don't want to watch that unless you've got issues.
I haven't, so I don't.
Okay, Star Wars Episode 8, obviously.
Is that the one you've been to see recently?
No, that was Star Wars Rogue One. I'm going again on Monday.
Why are you going again?
Well, I've got to take somebody else now. I'm educating people. A lot of people I know have never seen a Star Wars movie, and I don't understand it. So when I come across one of those people, I take them. So I'm taking them to see you.
I haven't seen Star Wars.
Well, I said I would take you.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Emoji, the movie. I don't know how that's going to work. That's just going to be loads of smiley faces and...
That'd annoy me.
The Mummy?
Yeah.
50 Shades Part 2. I'm going to go see that on Valentine's Day. And Justice League. Don't like that kind of movie. That's more super Spider-Man-y, hero-y movie.
Is it?
Batman, Superman, that kind of thing.
No, you don't want that.
Loads of films this year.
Yeah. Nothing really gets my filmatic juices flowing.
No, I was hoping Avatar 2 was going to be out this year, but it doesn't look like it.
Yeah.
I like the idea of seeing Flatliners Part 2.
Yeah. I just go back and watch some of the old movies now. Until something really... When are we going to get a good Western?
Oh, there was one recently.
The Revenant was quite good. I quite like that. Yeah.
Wasn't there one by Quentin Tarantino?
I must have missed it.
Something Hateful Eight or something like that.
I have to wait until... I didn't see that. I have to wait until they go to DVD.
Magnificent Seven. That's one that's come out recently.
Again?
Yeah.
I've done that loads of times. I can't go to the movies anymore because people make so much noise all the time.
You need to go IMAX.
Do you? Why?
Because...
do they not eat in IMAX?
They do, but the audio is so loud that you can't hear them.
Oh, I wouldn't want that. I mean, sometimes it is really loud anyway, isn't it?
It's a bit different with IMAX because it comes from every... it's like proper surround.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Very good. Does it make a difference?
Yeah, and also the seating's quite spacious. So you're not really sat next to each other.
Oh, that's good because I hate sitting next to people I don't know.
It's like sitting in a leather chair watching a huge screen.
It's what people might have done in the chairs that worries me.
You don't have time really, do you?
I don't know. Doesn't take very long.
I suppose it's... I might go see the 50 Shades movie in IMAX. That might be quite funny.
Oh, dear. Sitting in my room and I'm on my own. It's cold outside and I'm feeling alone. So I turn that dial and the radio's on. I hear James Whale and my troubles are gone. I hear James Whale on the radio. I hear James Whale. Podcast show, I hear James Whale on the radio. James Whale and his podcast show. James Whale on the radio. Did we do the police should be routinely armed on the last show?
No.
Or not?
No, we didn't. No.
Well, that's a debate that is going on at the moment. They're actually carrying out a survey through the Metropolitan Police as to whether or not the police think they should be routinely armed. And, you know, although the argument against this is, of course, all through the IRA troubles, we didn't arm the police. I still think people would feel safer if the police were armed. I think I would. But then people say, oh, they wouldn't be well-trained like the ones we have now. Well, you know, make them well-trained. Or, well, some people wouldn't want to be policemen if they had to carry a gun. Well, then if you don't want to carry a gun, being a cop is not a job you should be doing. If you're going to be there to uphold law and order and stop people doing things wrong, you may need some. I mean, you will have a weapon, a lump of wood or a pepper spray. Ain't really going to be much defence against a gun, a knife or anything else, is it? So maybe police should be routinely armed. We have a lot of knife crime in this country now. I think I would want to be armed if I was a policeman, wouldn't you?
I don't know. I don't think I'd feel safe walking down the street with a firearm in case anybody decided to jump on top of you and grab your weapon. And I think that happens in America quite a lot.
Well, I think you rather... Well, I'm not sure if it does. I think people just go out and shoot each other because Americans, going back to what we were talking about before, American society is messed up. I mean, how can it not be? They voted in a Playboy billionaire as their next president. I mean, really, it is ludicrous. If you actually made a movie of that, people say, well, that's great, but it would never happen in real life. I've got news for you. It just did.
I think that's definitely going to be a Trump the movie.
Oh, I'm absolutely sure there will be. So anyway, we put out, should our police be routinely armed, on our Facebook page. And of course, if you want to get in touch, Facebook is always available to you. Just search James Whale on Facebook and you'll find it. Gail Hughes says, no, they needs to be mentally competent to carry guns. And the last thing we need is a trigger-happy copper roaming the streets. Well, you know, we've got trigger-happy people, Gail. But still, Christopher Cross says it's a difficult one. I guess it depends on terror attacks increasing. I personally think that we've managed okay for many years without the boys in blue being armed. Quite a lot of our police are armed, or at least can open the boot and grab a pistol. Let's just keep it that way. Yeah, I think I might agree with you. I think perhaps, what about every police officer being armed with a taser? Maybe that would be a good interim step. I don't know what you think. Let me know. JamesWellRadio@gmail.com. Matthew Roth says, if armed officers were dealing with separate incidents, then I am sure people would start asking questions why officers were not moving in when they could do. A firearm is just another tactical option. We use CS and batons. They are just the same. And a use of force would have to be justified as much as firearms would. Police are rightly under the spotlight for any action they take. All officers I know want to do the right thing. We need support from the public. We need support from the management about what is wanted from the police. Remember, officers put their own safety on the line every time they go out. They run to something when people are running away. Thank you, Matthew. Jane Hayes says, as recently has come to light, even the armed forces cannot shoot with impunity. Well, no, you can't. You can't shoot with impunity. That's right. Jane Porty says, no, they can't be armed. As we all know, some police officers are bullies. They are human. And we, sadly, some humans, are nicer than others. Don't think that's a really good excuse, Jane, to be honest with you. Jan Trim says, would police forces be able to provide the required amount of training that is usually given to armed officers? We would not want to end up with the American style of armed officers. Too many loose cannons. Please forgive the pun. I forgive the pun. It's a good point, but we're not the Americans, are we? We're not the Americans. I've got a mate who was a cop in America, and I've been out on patrol with him in Chicago, and I have to say, the police, maybe just because I was there, I don't know, but the police are incredibly polite until somebody does something they don't like, or until you answer them back, or until you tell them to get lost. And then they react quite quickly, but they always call you sir or ma'am. Sorry, sir, if you move, I'm going to shoot you.
That's polite, that is.
Yeah. That's very polite, isn't it? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mark Summers says, give them two arms separately. That would be routine and the minimum I would expect. And Roy Stevens says, not the ordinary police, but they should, or there should be a civil guard whereby they should be armed. And loads more of you as well. It works well in America. Why not? Says Jerry Barnett. Could you say that in a sarcastic voice? Rob Riley says, well, they are mace and side-handled batons, but if you mean firearms, then no. The current system of dedicated armed response vehicles, excuse me, as backup, seems to work quite well compared to other countries. When a bobby with a gun is required, he is a specialist with the required training and treatment and temperament, I beg your pardon, and that's a lot safer all around. Most cops who are shot in the US are shot with their own weapons. So, some of your thoughts on whether we should have armed police in this country. Keep your thoughts coming in on that or any of the other major news items. We haven't talked on this programme much about the NHS, and at the moment I don't think there really is much to say about the NHS, but I think there probably will be over the next couple of weeks, that's for sure. So I'm just moving stuff around my desk, Roy. Rob Roy. Who's Roy? Rob Roy, yeah. I got a letter from my bank today, by the way.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. And have you had one from yours along these lines?
Go ahead.
I won't tell you which bank it is, but it says, we have clarified that we, the bank, also have the right to take money from your account if you owe it to some other agencies, such as HM Revenue and Customs, who are able to recover debts directly from bank accounts.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, I would imagine so, yeah.
But how do they know whether or not you're in dispute with, I'm not, by the way, HM Revenue and Customs? I mean, they can't just take the money out without referring to you.
No, I think HM's Customs and Revenue, if you genuinely owed them money and they were pursuing you, they would have access to your bank account and just remove the money off you. They wouldn't give you the chance to say, oh, can I pay so-and-so?
They'll
just take the money, yeah. Yeah.
What sort of world are we living in?
Well, it's not your money, technically, is it? It belongs to the government, if you owe them it.
If you owe us money, the bank, we have the right to take money from other accounts you hold with us.
The bank account?
Yeah.
The bank company themselves? Then at some point, I imagine you might have signed an all-monies agreement.
This is called set off, and we have clarified that our right to set off applies to money owed by you to other companies within the group of companies that this bank belongs to.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So I'm fine. I mean, if that's what they do, that's what they do, I suppose.
You might be special.
Yeah, I might be, but so I didn't know the revenue could just go into a bank account and take money.
Of course they can, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh.
The government, they can do what they like.
Oh, well, that's got to stop.
Well, you'll have to change it, won't you, from within.
So what about having it all under my mattress? That's got to stop then.
You can do that, yeah.
Yeah, but then they couldn't come in and take that, could they?
Well, they could.
Could they?
The customs can enter your house without any warrant at all, I think. They can just walk in and take your bed. You
take my bed?
Just walk in and take your bed.
Yeah. I'm just flossing.
You're just flossing?
I've just swallowed a fly. I just swallowed a fly. How awful.
Is that lucky, is it?
I don't know. Oh, that's horrible. Right, I think it's probably time for questions, isn't it?
Questions, yep. Rob James.
Yeah.
Why didn't Tarzan have a beard?
Because he had not he'd not got to the age where facial hair grew.
Okay, could have been a genetic condition.
Well, it could have been, but it wasn't. You ask me the questions, I give you the answers. Don't start
trying to help you out. Forgive me.
I should bloody think so.
Right, Graham Wilman. Does the nation vote for what's best for society or just vote selfishly for themselves?
The latter.
I agree. Mm. Oh, sorry, I'm not having an opinion.
No, you're not. What the hell are you doing?
Liz Savage. Graveyard cemeteries, will everyone end with cremation as the land is becoming scarce?
Jim, what an interesting question, Liz. You know, I sit here and then I think that fly has gone right down. Anyway, I sit here and then you get a really interesting question because I was having this discussion just the other day. And, you know, little old churches in the middle of nowhere with little old graveyards are really nice. But these huge graveyards, you know, there's one outside London, there's one outside all the major cities. You ever go to America, they have graveyards that are miles long. And it's a waste of land, isn't it, really? I mean, it is a waste of land. And I cannot understand why anybody now in this modern day wants to be buried in a box. Of course, cremation should be the way forward. Personally, I would like to be cremated outside. Not in one of these rather soulless buildings where cremations happen. I'd like to be cremated in a wood on a hill or something like that. But apparently you can't do that. But yes, cremation. I mean, it is ridiculous, actually, putting dead people in holes in the ground and does take up a lot of very valuable space. Yeah.
Can I chip in?
Go on.
I thought when you were buried, you're only buried for a certain amount of time because you don't actually own the plot. You rent it for about 100 years, don't you?
I don't know. I don't have anything to do with burial. So there's only one person I know, my great-great-great-grandfather, who I know is buried not far from where I'm sitting at the moment. Anyway, I've got to go. Mrs. W is banging on the door. I'm coming.
I'm not going to find out.
So we've got another question?
Yeah, Charlie Wallace. Will Donald duck if someone shoots him?
Donald duck?
Yeah, will Donald duck?
Oh, will Donald duck? Yes, I see. What a ridiculously stupid question. No one's going to shoot anybody. The world is going to improve. Life is going to become nicer.
Neil. What did Peter Piper do with the pickled pepper he picked?
Ate it. Of course. And on that note, I bid you adieu. Thank you so much for listening. And join us back here with another edition of the James Whale Radio Show at jameswhaleradio.co.uk or coming out of your favourite radio station, well, anytime you like. There's about 150 hours of this. You can just listen to it non-stop. Yeah, why don't we have our own YouTube channel?
We do.
Oh, do we? Why didn't I know that?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. So where is it?
It's on YouTube.
Is it really?
It's strange, but it's on YouTube. Our YouTube channel is on YouTube, and if you search for James Whale Show...
If you put James Whale into YouTube, you go to our YouTube channel?
Eventually, yeah.
Yeah. What do you mean, eventually?
Well, there's thousands of YouTube clips of you on YouTube. Not all by us, but our YouTube channel, I think, is called James Whale Radio Show.
Oh, right. Can we not put everything in that one thing?
We've put quite a lot of... All our video clips are in there.
Oh, right. Okay. We'll go and have a look at that.
Well, I've already seen
24. Why don't we do a 24-hour radio channel?
We could do that, yes.
Yeah, that'd be good. All right, listen, I've got to go because she's... yeah, I'm coming. She's banging around outside now. So have a good week and talk soon.
Okey-cokey-cokey.
Okey-cokey-cokey. God damn. We'll be right back.
listening to the James Whale Radio Show. For more information, visit www.jameswhaleradio.co.uk. Why not check us out on facebook.com/JamesWhaleRadioShow or follow James on Twitter @TheJamesWhale. James Whale, the voice of reason.